brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
Early in my adult life, I used to crumble under the weight of migraine headaches quite regularly. So intense were they, and so often did they happen, that my doctor was at a loss at what to do with me. His last-ditch effort was to prescribe a cure-all tablet, otherwise known as the heavyweight championship knock-you-out tablet. My doctor had to ring a regulatory government body for authorization just to prescribe these tablets to me, which came in a pack of two only. He then instructed me to take one the moment I felt the onset of a migraine coming on. So the next time I felt the rumble of the migraine train chugging down the tracks towards my head, I took the tablet. Within moments, the tablet rendered me unconscious for nearly 24 hours. It was essentially a self-induced mini-coma. After I awoke, I realized I didn't consciously suffer the migraine pain, but I did miss out on an entire day of my life, and I remember thinking that blotting out a day of my life wasn't the way I wanted to manage migraines. So what did I do? Well, at some point or another in life, everyone experiences some form of eye strain, headache, or migraine. Now, I knew I wasn't going to be able to obliterate their existence totally in my life, but I was sure going to take stock at whatever it was I was doing that kept them coming back. So if you're in the same situation as I was nearly 15 years ago, then it's time to take stock of what you're doing or not doing that could be getting you aboard that painful journey to headache land. Now here are some common contributing factors to consider and get rid of. What medications are you on? I ask that because some drugs can alter your chemistry to the point where your body can't regulate itself properly. The headache is a sign that something's wrong and needs to change. Now I'm not saying to not take prescriptions, I'm just saying look at what medications you're taking and check with your doctor if they're causing your headaches. What's your posture like for a majority of the day? If you answered anything other than pretty darn good, then it's time you start correcting it, now, and like right now. So why does your posture matter? Well, if you slouch down in a chair, lean forward at your desk, hang your head over your shoulders as many people do as they walk around looking at their phones, or any combination of these postures are similar, you're putting significant and constant strain on your shoulders and neck muscles. As they hold tight like a stretched rubber band for hours on end, the muscles in your head get tight too. And as the muscles that wrap around your head and scalp and eyes get weary under that tight, unnatural stance, guess what? Yep, the migraine. Another question, do you hydrate your body with enough water? You've heard it a million times from other reputable sources already, but I will say it here again. Our bodies are a majority water. If you dry out the ocean, there's nothing left. Sure, coffee, colas, and juices are liquid, but they're not water. So unless it's a non-caffeinated herbal tea, water is the only way to keep your body truly hydrated. Remember, not enough hydration can lead to significant headaches and migraines. Also, have a think about, are you getting enough soul-serving nutrients in your body? In our fast-paced world, eating on the go is sometimes the only way we can refuel, but oftentimes that fast food is only filling up a void and not nourishing our bodies. Without the right balance of nutrients, how can we expect our bodies to operate properly? It would be like filling up your car's tank with pineapple juice, then wondering why it won't start. You can't fill up your body's tank with the wrong fuel and expect it to run correctly, now can you? Here's another one. Do you look at a screen or work under fluorescent lights for more than a couple hours at a time? Your eyeballs themselves are controlled by little muscles in your head, so that way you can look around at this wonderful world. When you focus in on a single thing, like a computer screen, for too long a period, then those little muscles just hold, hold, hold in the same position for hours on end. No wonder they get tired and start contorting your eyes, making your vision blurry and your head hurty. And in your off time, do you spend much of it looking at your smartphone, your computer, or your television? I think you're getting my point now, aren't you? I'm not saying what I've just described is the only way migraines can come about, but there are probably a few things I've mentioned which are relevant to your situation. Now, I haven't had a migraine in years, and for those of you who suffer from them, imagine that, migraine-free Years. How is that even possible? Simple. By recognizing and eliminating the contributing factors, then keeping that noggin of yours relaxed. Yes, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's worth doing. To keep myself off the migraine train tracks, I do these simple eye strain relief exercises. First, become aware and change it. The key here is to be aware of the contributing factor or factors that's aiding the formation of your headache. Recognize it and change the behavior or pattern to slow down the pace and turn it around. So stop whatever it is you're doing, close your eyes, and breathe deeply. The next step is to relax and stretch. Now, roll your shoulders forward. You can roll them backward. Gently stretch your neck by tilting your head to the left and to the right. Close your eyes and breathe in for a few seconds with them shut. And when you reopen them, roll your eyes around gently in all directions. The third step, rehydrate and rest. Ensure you're hydrated and nourished, and now take a couple of minutes to rest. Break that tight posture you've been in for who knows how long. Now, of course, I'd like to caution if you're on the verge of a migraine, and you know when you are, everything's too bright, everything's too loud, and you feel very sick. The best thing to do, of course, is to stop what you're doing, lie down somewhere dark, and rest. But for all those other situations, if you can recognize the contributing factor, remove it from your routine, or at least break away from it for a little while, and rest, you're well and truly on your way to controlling your own body. Now, speaking of, I'd like to take a moment to remind that this glorious life is a continual balance of mind, body, and soul. Just remember, the spiritual house you're traveling in, otherwise known as your body, deserves your awareness, it deserves your care, and it deserves your love. Until next time, my friends, namaste.